news broke yesterday that a planned mass shooting in Milwaukee had been thwarted by the FBI. Federal prosecutors are calling the planned attack on a Milwaukee Masonic Center a terrorist-style plot. Was intended to kill dozens of people with automatic weapons. The suspect is in custody.
That suspect is 23-year-old Sammy Mohammed Hamza. While details are still emerging about who he is, why he was planning this attack, we do know that he thought the shooting could bring global attention and spawn similar attacks as well.
Here with us now to talk more about what we know about the situation so far is John Diedrich. He's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he's been covering that story. John, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, this news yesterday seemed to come out of nowhere, but it's clear that this has been a long investigation. What do we know about how long the FBI had been working behind the scenes on this one?
Well, this unfolded in September. At that point, the FBI, according to the criminal complaint, received information that Mr. Hamza had discussed traveling to Jordan. He's a U.S. citizen, but has some ties to that country through his parents. And then he was planning to travel there and then try to pass into the West Bank, where he would attack both Israeli soldiers and civilians. The FBI started tracking him after getting that information, and according to the criminal complaint, he later turned his attention, meaning within a month, to hitting a target, attacking a target, or planning to attack one here in the United States. Specifically, he settled on a Masonic center here in Milwaukee, according to the criminal complaint.
And what do we know about the suspect, other than what you shared about how he first popped up on the radar? What do we know about him personally?
Well, he's been in Milwaukee for about 5 years. We've spoken to a number of friends and family who describe it, just are shocked by the charges and detail in the criminal complaint and the extensive recorded conversations in which he talks about this attack. They say this is an individual who had supported his family. He's working mostly menial jobs, delivery service, things of that nature. Had worked out at had been a personal trainer, a job from which he was fired, but had worked a number of jobs. Apparently was a partier, not particularly religious, and they're shocked by this particular information that there isn't any criminal history in his background. So they did not see this as being part of his character at all.
An acting U.S. attorney referred to this case as a detailed plan to commit a mass shooting intended to kill dozens of people. Specifically, what do we know about that plan?
Well, so what had happened, where there were a couple individuals who were close to Mr. Hamza, specifically, they're not named in the criminal complaint, but they were people that appeared to be known to him, and they were recording him secretly, and they discussed plans, and Mr. Hamza's comments in this are detailed in the criminal complaint, in which he detailed attacking this Masonic Center in downtown Milwaukee. It's not entirely clear why he chose that target, though. He spoke broadly in the complaint about them being responsible for hardships suffered by Muslim people and so forth. So he outlined a plan in which he and these two other individuals would use fully automatic weapons with silencers. They would sweep into the building and kill the first people they saw sort of quietly and swiftly, and then move room to room, killing everybody, anticipating that they would kill about 30 people. And that estimate seems to come from the fact that he and the others toured the Masonic Center last week. This was a day in which they also went to the shooting range and then gathered after that to talk in depth about the plans to attack the center. And then he was arrested on Monday when he actually took possession of two fully automatic weapons from the FBI, along with the silencer.
So to be clear, the so-called accomplices were undercover agents. There are not any other known associates that we know of.
Well, they're not identified as agents, but rather confidential informants. So we don't know whether they were existing friends of his or individuals who were introduced to him through this process, and that's going to be examined by his defense, which is mounting now, exactly what the nature of it is. The FBI agents, the undercover agents, they came in when the actual sale of the machine guns occurred. And that's what the friends of Mr. Hamza are pointing to, is they said, well, he didn't have any guns until the FBI, you know, provided the guns, so he didn't have the means, they're saying, to conduct this attack until the FBI provided it. From the FBI side of it, though, and the federal prosecutors, their point is that there was plenty of discussion about this, and then actions, touring the center, going to the shooting range, and then going ultimately and buying these weapons, that backed up the talk that he was serious about this attack.
We're talking right now to John Diedrich of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's joining us to talk about the FBI's thwarting of a planned mass shooting in Milwaukee. What kind of charges could the suspect be facing at this point?
Well, right now he's charged by criminal complaint with possessing a fully automatic weapon and a silencer. Both require a special permit under federal law, neither of which he had. And he's charged by criminal complaint in the federal system that allows authorities to take him into custody, and he's being held without bail in detention right now. But they have to bring this case before the federal grand jury in Milwaukee within the month. And we're hearing now that's going to be early February that he'll be brought the case will be brought before the grand jury. At that point, the additional charges could be brought. Now, the federal prosecutors have not referred to this as a terrorism case. There's reasons for that, though that does not mean that terrorism charges may not be coming, and that's certainly within the purview of federal prosecutors to add additional charges. But the straight-ahead charges, the very obvious ones, are possession of a fully automatic weapon and silencer, contrary to federal law.
The mayor yesterday, Mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett, was asked if he thinks there are any other remaining threats stemming from this case. So what did he say?
Well, at this point, they don't have any other individuals that are identified as being connected with Mr. Hamza. It's sort of the classic scenario of a lone wolf. And he, in fact, talks in the complaint about how he hopes this attack is going to trigger broader attacks across the U.S., but he specifically says, we're not part of Hamas. So he says, you know, essentially we're on our own here. We're our own group. And since two of those three individuals were actually cooperating with the FBI, at least from the criminal complaint, it appears as though there is really, and the case really circled, you know, and rested upon him. That said, you know, there are, and there was a case not that long ago in which an individual who spent some time in Milwaukee ultimately traveled to Syria and fought there and then came back to the United States. He's now charged with lying about a terrorism act. But that case is not particularly connected to this, as we know, but it's instructive in that, you know, these cases are not just, you know, being found in New York and L.A. and larger places, but Milwaukee's possibility for this as well, and that's what law enforcement said, is these kinds of threats potentially could come up here in the Milwaukee area as well as a larger city.
And John, just briefly as we wrap up, the FBI doesn't generally speak out about foiled attacks. They usually seem to get veiled references in a political speech later. Why is this one so public?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, every case is different, and the FBI will say frequently, you know, we've deterred or ended, you know, many attacks that don't haven't been able to take hold, if you will, because there may be other investigations that spawn out of those and so forth. But, you know, there's a number of attacks that have been foiled, the shoe bomber and others, where individuals, you know, attempted to launch an attack and were foiled for various reasons. And when they can, they criminally charge them, and then they tend to talk about them because there's a lot that they can't talk about, and so they want to bring the facts out that here's what we're doing.
And we leave it there. John, thanks for joining us. It was John Diedrich, reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.